Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
And welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And today I want to talk about the VIBE, which is an acronym. V for vision, I for intention, B for beliefs, and E for expectation. And as always, I like to speak about a subject that falls into any of those categories, especially when it relates to dating and relationships. Today, I would specifically like to talk about sugar daddies. Sugar daddies. So just to keep everybody on the same page, what is a sugar daddy? Well, a sugar daddy is referred to as a rich older man who lavishes gifts on a young man in return for her company or her sexual favors. And the reason why I want to speak about this is it seems as if that sugaring, as it's called, is actually on the rise. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of research on this subject. And I came across another term. And this term is called hypergamy. Now, what is hypergamy? Hypergamy is the term that social scientists use to refer to the phenomenon of women prioritizing wealth or social status in mate selection. So when a woman selects a man, she's looking first to his wealth status, okay? It's often referred to as marrying up, and a great deal of research supports the notion that hypergamy actually plays a very big part in a woman's selection of a mate. So I came across an article. I wanted to do some research on this subject, and I thought, well, what sort of women are actually going for this type of relationship? And I came across a term called sugar baby. So, all right, we can relate to that. Sugar daddy. So there's got to be a sugar baby. And I came across one article, which I thought was quite interesting. And it basically described that sugaring is on the rise among students. So let me just give you, just read briefly what this article is saying. I'll ad lib a little bit. It describes a young lady named Penny. She lives in a grubby student house. Now picture this, the carpet in her living room is flooded. There are missing tiles on the kitchen floor and the hob doesn't work. Okay, and the heating is so bad that sometimes it's cold enough in the house to see her own breath. Okay, so these are conditions that she's living in. She says that it's actually her apartment is far away from the university, so she has to spend a lot of money on travel, and that's all that she can really afford. And she says if it were just down to her maintenance loan, she would struggle to cover her living costs each month. So rather than getting a conventional part-time job, because you're probably thinking, why doesn't she just get a part-time job, right? Okay, she has like an increasing number of other students turned to sugar babying. Okay, so this is the terminology, sugar babying, to supplement her income. Now, with so many jobs, she says, you need experience, but then you need a job to get experience. And I know that we can all relate to that. I'm sure that at some point in our life, we've been in that exact position. And it's really a vicious cycle. So that was the reason that she turned to other stuff. Now, we've all heard of the term sugar daddy. Okay, it's nothing new. And it can literally be traced back to the 1920s. So as a sugar baby, here's Penny. She's entered into a consensual transactional relationship with an older, richer man, sugar daddies, okay? And in exchange for her time, she's rewarded with gifts and cash, okay? And Penny has actually been sugaring for 6 months, and she says that she wants a sugar daddy who is very rich. Now, Penny is just one out of many, okay? Many young women like her meet people or sugar dating, sugar daddies on sugar dating specific websites, which I'll kind of go into a little bit more. I'm going to explore one of the websites in a little while. So while others turn to social media sites, including Twitter and Instagram, where they answer call outs from men who are looking for an honest, genuine sugar baby. They're looking for them to spoil them rotten. Obviously, they're looking for something in exchange. And so it's been reported that sugaring is actually on the rise. Now, there isn't any objective data available. There is a site that claimed that there is actually 2 million sugar babies in the UK and in the US. There are actually sugar baby conferences teaching women, these wannabe sugar babies, looking for tips on how to find and attract these older, richer men. And I'm talking about sometimes 20 to 30 years older. Now, whether the sugar baby daddy relationship is sex work, again, it's a contentious issue because while sex is part of the arrangement, other services are provided like companionship. Okay. And these sugar daddies have helped, you know, many students with their education. Penny explains that one of them said he paid for the girl's tuition fees. So I want you to go back to, and I'm not justifying it, I'm just wanting you to see where these girls are. So putting yourself back to the conditions under which Penny was living and still and struggling to actually have her education, I can see how this could be an attractive proposition for her. Okay. Now, the gifts can vary. Okay. The gifts can vary. It could be wine and dining. Some sugar daddies actually give their sugar babies a weekly cash allowance. Okay. And that is why these women are looking to be wannabe sugar babies. Okay. Now, in Penny's case, she goes on to describe that before actually meeting them, to put her mind at ease, she drinks alcohol, which helps her calm her down. And on the train journey to meet this person, which can actually find her in different cities, which leaves her actually quite vulnerable. And potentially, when you actually think about it, a victim of crime. And you can see that she's putting herself in a vulnerable situation. Because at the moment, there are actually no laws that relate specifically to sugar dating. Now, in the event that sex is offered in exchange for payment in these relationships, it would theoretically be covered by prostitution laws and therefore be legal. Now, over here in England, Scotland, Wales, sugar dating websites don't facilitate payment, meaning that they can't be seen as digital brothels, as it were. So, Penny, in this case, she focuses on the potential money that she could earn as a sugar baby, which could be as much as £2,730 a month, while ignoring the impact it could potentially have on her mental, or even, let me say, moral health. Now, she goes on to say that she doesn't know if she's going to continue that way of living, but she probably will. So I thought about this, and I thought, you know what, let's have a look at the type of websites that are actually how are they actually marketing this? Because you know that they're making it sound really, really glossy. So I'm on one of their websites at the moment, and what it means to be a sugar baby. Okay, so this particular website, I won't say the website name, describes a sugar baby as an attractive member, as an empowered individual with exquisite taste, an appetite for a relationship with new experiences and a taste of the good life. She is not constrained by traditional definitions of relationships and is seeking to create a relationship on her terms. Interesting. That perfectly fits her expanding horizons, desires, and her goals. This woman sounds actually quite ambitious, doesn't she, from the sounds of it? And it describes the successful member or the successful sugar baby as acquiring a mentor, a teacher, a confidant, a friend, lover, and even a business partner, an investor in her future. So you can see that the sugar baby in this sense is very goal driven, I would say. And she's seeking that relationship, mentorship, and support to actually propel her in life. So it's actually not dissimilar to Penny's situation, although Penny and poverty seemed to be linked, interlinked in terms of the lifestyle that I described. So there's no typical sugar baby, since anyone who's looking to date someone and help them achieve their goals could be classed as one. And they seem to be looking for relationships on their terms. So I guess if there's a transparency and an openness, then neither can be seen as one is taking an advantage of the other. Right, so on this website, it describes, here it is, college educated individuals and college students make up a significant portion of this particular website's database. It helps these women with their tuition and their bills, and helps them to build a professional network of contacts. Very interesting. And here's another spin on it, I suppose, glamorizing it again. And I'm saying it with no judgment whatsoever. It describes it as a modern relationship with traditional values. So sugar babies do not want to be in a monotonous, traditional relationships as prescribed in society. That apparently doesn't work today. So when we look at today's society, they're saying that the traditional relationship doesn't fall in line with society as it is. And I can actually see that because a lot of the values have changed. And when you think about men and how they approach women, how women approach men, a lot of tradition has gone out of the window. Back in the day, a man would court a woman and living in a low sex economy, in other words, sex wasn't readily available, except if you went to brothels and concubines, you would have to put a ring on your lady's finger in order to marry her to then have sex. Yes. Today we live in a high sex economy where sex is readily available. Okay, you can get it at 50% discount. It's on trade. Wow, you can probably even buy one get one free. Okay, sex is everywhere, and so we've moved away so far away from traditional values that a man doesn't have to put a ring on a woman's finger. He doesn't have to put a ring on her finger to get it. And you can also see as well, not to digress too far, how the introduction of the pill had an impact on that. Yeah, because in the older days, when you had sex with a woman, there was that potential risk of impregnating her. Yeah. And so that was a huge, huge risk. Whereas now with women being able to take the pill and, you know, various means for men to basically stop bringing a baby into the world, that has brought down the value of the sex economy. So, yes, so not to digress too much. So let's look at empowered dating. On this particular website, it says that the sugar baby is unafraid of setting a higher standard of whom they want in a romantic relationship and doing what is necessary to find that even if society frowns on their approach, the members are early adopters of this type of approach to dating, one that is based on the approach of honesty, transparency, fairness, and the belief that somebody can find those who will love them for who they really are. So that is the concept of a sugar baby. Okay, so according to this website, let's look at what it means to be a sugar daddy. So I've just described a sugar baby and what it is that they're looking for in this particular type of relationship or arrangement. Let's use that word. Now, a sugar daddy is described as a successful person, a successful modern man, gentleman, okay, with refined taste, exceptional experiences, abundant resources, and he's looking to share an extraordinary life with a woman. Okay, so you can see how in this context the sugar daddy is actually glamorized. So again, it's about finding that relationship on each person's terms. Okay, so it comes with, you know, varied experiences and responsibilities, including family, work, travel, as well as hobbies and interests. So they find these things in common and so come to a relationship. Now, the sugar daddy is going to consider a newfound relationship to be an aspect of his schedule because he's a very busy person. Okay. And so it's very important for him to find somebody that is a match to that. Now, on this website, The New Modern Gentleman, it describes him as having a busy work schedule, an extensive knowledge of wines and crafts, a love of travel, and redefines what we describe as a modern gentleman. So I'm just having a little moment of thought there. I'm thinking of an affluent man and the type of woman that he wants to attract. Interesting. Well, okay, so going back, it says work hard, and these guys play hard. So this implies that there's likely a job that carries crazy work hours, countless meetings. This is building up a picture of the sugar daddy, right? It describes that because of that, he's a bit delayed responding to texts, he's taking care of business so that he can take care of the relationship. Right, so that's the sugar daddy and the sugar baby explained. So some of you might actually be interested in this, and again, no judgment, okay? And I was perusing the net thinking, okay, so how do you get sugar daddy? Yeah, so one article says that, or one lady I should say, suggests going out and hitting on older gentlemen, you know, the same way that you might go out to find a boyfriend. You have to lay on the charm. And when they're interested in you, drop the subtle hints that you know that you have bills to pay, you need a little help, or you work a lot and you wish that you could have some help. Now, it may sound a little cringy to pretend to be this helpless little woman, but if your heart isn't into it, and you know the reason why you're doing this, then it's easier to play that game, okay? Now, you always have to be very wary and careful of who you trust, whether in real life or on the internet. And I know that there's some sugar babies who do this, and it might take some time, but the payoffs apparently are good, according to this article, yeah? So what they do is they exchange numbers, and they get some form of contact info first, and then they agree to help out financially before going on dates or doing mature things. Now, a lot of women that do this, I was listening to, I don't know if you've heard of Shira 7. I was listening to her couple of videos where she encourages women to have sugar daddies, and she encourages that you should never just have one sugar daddy, okay? And again, I personally couldn't envision myself doing this, because it's I'm a Christian and it's literally against my moral code. However, again, with no judgment, a lot of women would probably find it even hard to find a boyfriend who would be okay with their girlfriend doing something like this on the side. Okay, because that is what's actually going on. Of course, there's the option of doing it and not telling your boyfriend about it. That seems a little more realistic, but not ideal for me. Okay. I personally couldn't do something like that. Now, being a sugar baby isn't a full-time job. It seems that it is a lot of college students that's actually doing this, as I discovered through my research. And a lot of them do it because they feel that they need to do it, okay, to get them through their tuition. And also because they're finding it difficult to get the type of job that they want, because they don't have the experience. Now, one article I read, one woman described that she had to put up with some really awful and boring dates and some pretty old guys and bad hygiene, which for me is a total turn off. So not everyone gets to have the middle-aged, attractive, nice and caring sugar daddy. It seemed as if a lot of women had to put up with some awful and boring dates and some pretty old guys, while acting like they're actually having a good time. Like, how inauthentic is that? So some sugar babies have to go through more than once a very bad experience. Okay, but it seems as if that's all part of it if you actually want to pursue this route. So let's talk about sex. Are most sugar daddies looking for sex or companionship? Well, according to research, this is my research, there's an equal amount of both, apparently. Okay, but who you attract obviously depends on that, but mostly on what kind of sugar baby you are. Of course, there's going to be benefits to both kinds. A daddy who wants a companion will most likely be open to paying you on a regular basis, which is also known as allowances, so long as you're great company. And the other type of daddy are the ones who only want to meet up for dates and they pay you per date. And what the women have actually said is that the benefits of that is that you're actually not tied down to one particular type of daddy, and you can go on as many dates as you can with different daddies just in case you need urgent money rather than actually waiting for the allowance. Now, in the main, to answer the original question, all of these daddies expect some sort of sexual favor. Yeah, let's not be naive about it. Some want only the sexual favors, and some want someone to be with in a little bit more of a romantic sense, like a girlfriend or like a companion. So this is probably a side that you're not probably aware of, the sugar daddy. So I just thought that I would actually make and talk about this on the show today, because there's a society out there that are actually living this. Now, one of the things that I wanted to know is, does it actually make these women hate men? And a lot of women had to list off really awful stories. Some daddies act like they have a lot of money, but when it comes to time to pay, they say that they were lying and they just wanted to go out with a pretty girl. Other daddies are scammers, trying to get your bank account information, steal everything that you have. Other sugar daddies, sugar babies. As a result of this, it ruined their whole experiences. Some are downright rude, and think that they have a right to these women's bodies. So it takes time, I would even say skill, and trial and error to get this kind of sixth sense to kind of know who is genuine from who is not genuine. So that was the general consensus that I got from my research. Now, personally, it's not my take, but as I keep saying, no judgment. As you know, I'm a dating and advice coach. And if you find yourself in a situation like this, if you find that you're having really low self-esteem, if you just want to talk to somebody so that you can get into a relationship that is full of love, authentic love, somebody loves you for who you are, then do reach out. Okay? Do reach out www.valerieacampbell.com/ www.hypergamy.com/apply and I will have a free consultation with you. So that's the end of today's show. As always, a pleasure, and I will speak with you next week. As always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Have a wonderful day. 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 Have a wonderful day.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.